Facebook Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, but we are going to start things out with a special guest. And it's somebody that we'd only been told about. I had never actually had a chance to talk to this person until now. Her name is Mama Allie. And she is the person, or one of the people, behind the underground food ordering, distribution, making operation. I don't know what you call this. Food delivery, yeah. Savannah Last Biscuit is what it's called. They've got their own Facebook page. I guess if you just search for Savannah Last Biscuit being one word, you can find out about this. It's happening down in Savannah, Georgia. And we had Taryn call in from the LCL report at lclreport.com to fill us in. Mama Allie, are you with us?
I am, Ian. How are you, sweetie?
Just super. You're on with myself. Dale is here, who's a Georgia native, and Mark is in the studio with us tonight. So we heard about you from Taryn, and he was raving. I guess he lives in the Savannah area, and he was raving about not only your food, but the fact that you guys are providing food to people without having gone through the, jump through the governmental hoops that they would like to demand and force you to jump through. You just started doing business and providing people with good things to eat without asking the bureaucrats permission first. Why did you decide to do that?
Really, for me, I didn't see that there was any other option. I worked for pretty much every asshole that ever owned a restaurant and just really put my heart and soul into a multi-million-dollar franchise and watched the business owners run it into the dirt. And it broke my heart, and they did my staff really dirty. You know, I definitely, you know, I started out as a Waffle House waitress when I was 15 and worked my way up to being a general manager of a multi-million-dollar business, two of them, actually. But, you know, they were always somebody else's business, and they were always, you know, I do business a little bit different than a lot of people, and I don't really care who agrees. You know, I take care of my people. They know that when they work for me that they're going to be taken care of. You know, when you work for other people and they have different requirements or what have you, I just can't handle not being able to take care of my people and my staff, because they don't understand. Without taking care of your staff, you can't put out food. You can't do anything, you know. And, you know, I just was tired of that. You know, I really got sick of it, and I couldn't see myself going to work and putting my heart and my soul. I mean, I literally just built two restaurants from the sawdust up and opened two brand new restaurants in 3 months, and watched them make bad business decisions trying to be politically correct. And, you know, they're like, well, Allie, you can't say that to people. We still have to publicly receive them. I was like, I don't care what you have to do with them. They need to pay my people. They're a payroll service just like anybody else. Well, you know, I'm not very good with the political games. You know, I'm good at cooking, and I'm good at taking care of my people. You know, and that seems to be the outside of the box norm when it comes to restaurant owners. And I was just tired of it. You know, I just don't think it's right. You know, they're charging for people, and I know how much we're putting into that. You know, most restaurants are charging $12, $13 for an entree that literally has $2 or $3 worth of food on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just not right. You know, it's just people can't handle that. You know what I mean? Look, everyone is struggling right now. People can't handle $12 or $13, and it's not fair to the people that can't handle $12 or $13 that they should not be able to enjoy some good food on their time off, too, just because they're not making as much money as other people. That ain't right.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's a wonderful service that you're providing. And what is what kind of services are Savannah's Last Biscuit providing? I mean, it's not an eat-in establishment. It's only it's delivery.
It's delivery only. Yeah, we're delivery only. We started out New Year's Eve last year. We have been open for a year.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
I'm extremely proud of that. I didn't clock in for anyone other than myself last year, which was a really cool thing for me. You know, my little girl, she goes to Virtual Academy, and she stays home with me, and my family's real close, and it's a really nice thing to be able to have us all close.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and actually get to enjoy each other's time, because, you know, I put in 60 to 80 hours a week for somebody else whole life. You know, and now I get to be home with my daughter. It's a really cool thing, you know. But
that's fantastic.
You know, we started out on New Year's Eve. You know, Savannah's a drinking town, a real heavy drinking town. And, you know, we started out on New Year's Eve. I wasn't going to make my rent. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to deliver to these. And there were so many people. You know, I've been in the industry my whole life, you know. And so being, you know, a bartender or a waitress or what have you, you know, the service industry here in Savannah, people don't realize those are the people who actually run this town. You know what I mean? It's the valets. It's the bartenders. It's the waitresses. You know what I mean? It's the taxi drivers. Those people run this town. You know, and those people who are upper crust, so they think, or what have you, that are running stuff on the top, that's nothing compared to, you know, if you don't have the valet there or the concierge there, none of this happens. None of the tourists get taken care of. None of that happens. So without those people, you know, and for us, it was a marketing thing, too, because who wants to market? You know, tourists are only here a certain amount of months a year.
Right.
175,000 people in Savannah stay here year-round. We have to weather it through the winter. And, you know, so we started gearing, you know, to take care of those people, the people who are taking care of people.
So you're marketing, you know? So you're marketing your food delivery business to the people that are there year-round, to the...
We call them the sinners, the service industry, you know. and we love our sinners, you know what I mean? We do, you know, and we spoil the crap out of them. You know, if it's in the four walls of my kitchen, by God, they can have it. You know, it's not any, oh, no substitutions. Or, you know, and being a cook all my life, I'm a pretty particular eater when I go out to eat. You know, I'm a real good tipper, but I want what I want when I want it. If I'm going to have somebody else cooking for me, it's going to be the way I want it. But that's how I run my business.
So what kind of menu did you start with? How has it expanded since then?
We started with a breakfast menu, and we were 12 to 12.
12 a.m.?
We started cooking at midnight, and we stopped cooking at noon.
Okay.
And we were closed Mondays and Tuesdays. And we started, actually, New Year's Eve. My brother let me borrow his kitchen because he was closer into town, and we ran New Year's Eve out of his kitchen over, it was pretty far on the east side, but we did really, really well that first night. We made my entire rent in that first day.
Wow.
That first night. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I said. Wow. Okay, well, let's do that again next weekend. So we just rented a little efficiency apartment over in the ghetto for like $160 a week or something. And it had two little rooms. One of them was rented out to some other guy, and a bathroom and a kitchen. And so we just started shoveling food out of there every weekend, you know, and then we added Thursdays, and then we finally got our second place, which was a little two-bedroom here closer in town, right? And then we started, we did that, and then we just stuck with it and stuck with it. And it was a hard winter, let me tell you. You know, some days there was only one order or two orders, but, you know, I there was just no other option for me. And, you know, G really, really stood behind me. And, you know, there were times when he was working a full-time job.
Now, you're talking about last year when you say it's a hard winter. It was a hard winter in 2009, right? You're not talking about this year.
No, this year, we have been so blessed this year. Our faithful food followers have been so good to us. You know, currently, I took my brother on as our staff full-time December the 1st, so I'm currently supporting me, my fiancé, my brother, and my daughter with what we're making on the last biscuit. So I'm really proud of that, too. You know,
that's
we're not
fantastic.
Rolling
it's
in
really
Lexuses,
great.
But I'm taking care of my family, you know what I mean?
And, yeah, good
and
for
and
you.
And we're not going hungry.
Yep.
You know, the bills are paid, the lights are on, you know, and we're all together and we're happy, you know what I mean? So it's nice, you know. And when we got this place, you know, this place is, we had the same landlord, so he lucked into this place, and so we kind of lucked into it right behind him. And, you know, we went 24 hours because it's a bigger area, so I can function more in the kitchen here, so I can actually get to do more and to handle more volume.
So you're open 24 hours a day delivering food to anybody that calls in and orders it.
Yep. And we deliver from Duran to the river. And if you're outside of our area, because I can't stand to leave anybody hungry. So if you're outside of our delivery area, we tell you, if you could call a day ahead and order, I'll make sure you get fed.
So Mama Allie, what I hear is, I hear that, you know, this business, you've grown it into taking care of four people, you know, putting food over their, you know, putting food in their mouths and shelter over their heads. You're taking care of hundreds of people by delivering them food at a great rate.
Oh, yeah.
So why are the cops after you?
Because they're assholes. I mean, really, I'm going to be honest with you. I've had trouble with the law since I was 13, and we just do not get along. And if I'm going to get, if someone's going to get in trouble, it's going
to
be me.
Well, you know, it seems to me, and I'll tell you what, Mama Allie, if you can hang on, I want to bring you back. Can we keep you for a little while longer?
Fine.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll bring back Mama Allie, and if you've got a question for her, we'll take some calls too. 800-259-9231. She is a restaurant entrepreneur, although I guess food delivery is more accurate because you can't actually go and come to the kitchen because, well, it's a secret location. If you find out where the kitchen is, then the cops might show up and shut down, and then all the fun is over. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Calls will be given priority if you've got a question for Mama Allie from Savannah Last Biscuit. It is a illicit food distribution service, food delivery service. You can call them up 24 hours a day if you're in the Savannah, Georgia area, and order, and they'll deliver food to you no matter what time of day it is, which I think is pretty amazing. We're going to continue that conversation here in a moment. Our number, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got our Shrine of Female listeners there, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. You can go and see that for yourself. And it's, by the way, brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com for the Shrine of Female listeners. Mama Allie is with us from Savannah Last Biscuit. We first found out about this from the LCL report at lclreport.com. Is Taryn from the LCL Report one of your customers, Mama Allie?
She is. Yep, Taryn's been a customer of ours for a while now. Mm-hmm.
So now you said that you started this over a year, about a year ago. You've now been doing business, providing the people of Savannah with essentially home cooking, because you're cooking it from your home kitchen, and it is being delivered. People don't, I don't imagine, know where you live, because as you mentioned before, the police are after you. And I imagine the reason for that is because you didn't pay their tribute fee, you didn't pay their bribe fee to get them to, you know, give you their little permission slip, their what they would probably call a license or a permit or something like that, as though that's somehow going to make your food safer.
Right. Yeah, it's exactly that, and we have no intention of ever paying that. You know, even if I had the money, I wouldn't give it to them.
That's heroic.
They're not the ones working their tails off here. We are.
This sort of business model where people from home just start providing services, that's something they do well, that sort of business model would work wonders in all sorts of ways for the economy, because, I mean, the fact that anyone could just start up and do something they do well and start competing, that would force people who are in bigger industries, someone who had a bigger restaurant, for instance, would then have to start providing better, have to start treating their employees better, because those employees have the option to just go off and do their own thing, you know, work for themselves, yep, and possibly in a much better situation. So I think besides the fact that you're providing a service to people that want it, you're hiring people, and they're obviously happy, and you're being competition to these smaller businesses that now have to do a better job providing their services, and it's a shame that there are all these impediments, and I don't think it's an accident that there are all these impediments to people doing that. And so what most of us end up having to do is work for someone else, and it really is sort of a slave society. You have to work for someone else. You can't just go work for yourself and earn a living. Obviously, you're doing that, and that's good, and well, more people need to buck the trend of going out and jumping through all the hoops and just start doing business.
I totally agree. I agree that a lot more people definitely need to, you know, pursue what makes them happy. You know, they really do. And regardless of who agrees with it or what's in your way, you know, it's really sad that people with really awesome gifts, because they don't have money, will never get to monopolize on them or take care of their family with them. It's really sad that's what's okay, and that's what's normal.
And that's how the system is. And that's the way the system is set up. It's set up to protect the existing business people from competition. Just give me an idea here. I mean, you know, you've been in the restaurant business for your whole life, so you must have some idea as to, if you were to go and try to jump through their hoops, and thank goodness you aren't. I think it's so heroic, and I think that you are an example that should be set for a lot of people to follow out there around the country and around the world. But just if you were to try to jump through their hoops, I can imagine that they probably have all kinds of regulations, like, well, you first of all, you wouldn't be able to do it out of your apartment. You'd have to have special kind of industry standard equipment installed, range hoods,
thousands
and stuff.
Thousands and thousands of dollars for the hood, because I fry with grease, you know. And they'll try and tell you that it's for your safety. But let me tell you something. I just did it for a year. I didn't burn my house down. So how's my safety doing? I got me in my safety, you know. It's, you know, they try and tell you, you know, all these reasons, because, you know, don't think I haven't looked into it. You know what I mean? I didn't go out trying to piss the city off. You know what I mean? That was absolutely not my intention.
When you say thousands, Mama Allie, when you say thousands and thousands, are you talking about like 50,000, 100,000? I mean, how much money would it cost to get all the equipment?
The hood vent alone, not including the fryer that goes under it, not including the actual piece of equipment you need to cook, the hood vent alone starts at $10,000.
Wow.
So just the hood rent is $10,000. You know what? I started with $300. Okay. Yeah. So $10,000 was a far stretch from that.
Yeah, and
you know, it was impossible. You know what I mean? I couldn't have done it.
One might, if one was conspiracy oriented, think that maybe it was the hood manufacturers that made it so that that lobbied right. for this legislation, right?
Well, you know, I understand. You know, with Greece there is danger and what have you. And I believe in education. I believe knowledge is power like no other. You know, but if they're really worried about that, educate people. Quit taxing people. You know what I mean? That's ridiculous, you know? And, you know, and they're like, oh, well, the health inspection, this, what about that? Well, first of all, we're honest with people. This is out of my kitchen. But I'm going to tell you right now, there isn't a restaurant manager or owner anywhere in this town that can say that their work is as clean as their house. I can. You know what I mean? It's not as clean as the countertop they feed their children off of. I can. My daughter and my man and my brother, my family eat from this kitchen every day. Who can say their food is that safe? You know what I mean? So they can say safety this and health that, and they can. It all boils down to a dollar amount.
You're honest with your customers.
All it boils down to.
You're honest with your customers. They know what they're getting, and
absolutely.
They obviously are. They do not feel like this is an unacceptable risk. Obviously, and they don't have to buy it from
you. Because it cracks me up. You know, I sit here and because I do all of my own Facebook, and I check on all of my people. I make sure all my kids in Savannah are okay and fed. You know, and I look at these kids that get food poisoning from this place and food poisoning from that place. Every single one of them are wearing a health department approved tag on them. Every single one of them are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so don't sit here and tell me, but I have yet to have one complaint of even an upset stomach, you know, of anything like that. So don't tell me it's for my customer's safety and my personal safety that I need $10,000 equipment and $3,000 and $300 permits and what have you. You know what? You can do it your way. I'll do it my way.
Good for you.
Now,
you know, and
has a customer complained about you not having the proper permits? I mean, they haven't complained. There have been no complaints as far as food safety issues. But have there been any complaints from customers like, oh my God, I didn't have any idea that you weren't paying the city their money? Anything? Any conversation?
None of my customers have said that. Anybody who's eaten from me, I've never had anybody that's only eaten from me once. First of all, if you've eaten from me once, you've eaten from me twice. But none of my customers have ever had a problem with it. Yes, there are people who are like, just pay the permits and pay your licenses and do what you're supposed to do. And, you know, really, if you're going to be that ignorant and you're going to give them your money, you go right on ahead. But, baby, I am not on that train anymore. You know, I am tired of just handing them my money. You know, I've done it my whole life. You know, since I turned 16, I've gone maybe 90 consecutive days where I haven't had to pay the city or county that I live in to either keep my license or be able to legally be on the road or, you know, maybe 90 days consecutively since I was 16, maybe.
Yep.
And I'm 31 now.
They're nothing but a criminal gang. They're nothing but a gang of thugs that is extracting money from people.
Absolutely.
And people go along with it. It's the obedience
right.
that really allows them to be so successful. This is going very well. Can you hang with us for some more?
Sure.
Mama Allie, hold on. We're going to come back with more Mama Allie from Savannah Last Biscuit. You can find him over on Facebook. Look for Savannah Last Biscuit is one word, LASTBISCUIT. More coming up here. You can dial on in here if you got a question for Mama Allie. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find all the features there are completely free. So enjoy those, including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam. We've even got listen lines. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, by the way, before we get back to Mama Allie from Savannah Last Biscuit, from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you likely ever imagined possible when you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We're talking with Mama Allie. She is the proprietor of Savannah Last Biscuit. It's a business that she started because, well, she was tired of working for somebody else and decided to go into business for herself, providing food to the Savannah, Georgia area from her home kitchen. And, of course, that is against the law, and the police don't like it very much. In fact, they're apparently on the lookout for Mama Allie. I want to find out more about her encounters with the police here in a moment. But I find her to be absolutely heroic, and I love the attitude that she has towards the state, and that is that she doesn't need them. She doesn't need their permits. She doesn't want their permits. She doesn't want to pay them their extractions and their bribes, which is really all that permitting and licensing is. It's just a bribe to keep the gangsters known as the state government people or the city government off of your back and let you do business.
It's blood money, and it's going to go to it's going to be used to commit violence against more innocent people.
There's that too. So, Mama Allie, thanks for sticking with us here throughout the hour here tonight. Are you still there?
No problem, Ian.
Okay, great. People can go to your Facebook profile. It's Savannah Last Biscuit. Last Biscuit is all one word, and they can learn a little bit more about what your business. But you started out open 12 hours. You're now open 24 hours a day. You've signed. You've I guess hired on your brother, and you've got you're supporting a handful of people as far as you know. You're covering your costs for living, and maybe even hopefully turning a profit on this.
Yeah, you know, we're paying the bills. You know, the reason why we're not doing like other restaurants, you know, when you go to the bank and you give them a business plan, they want you to be able to promise them five times what you're putting in that you're coming out with. Well, I'm not going to do that. I can't. There's no way I could sleep at night if I was charging people five times what I'm putting into it. That ain't right. So, you know, we try and double it and just make cost, you know what I mean? And plus what we're doing to take care of ourselves. Because really, you know, it's not that expensive to do what you love. You know what I mean? It's not, it doesn't do anything but make me happy to be able to feed these people. So it's not, I don't have to put a high price on it. You know what I mean? It's not that expensive to me. I'm getting paid because I get to be here every day with my family. You know, so we don't have to put all those high prices on. You know, and not to mention, we're not paying permit costs.
Right. You don't have the permit costs. You don't have to pay for a storefront.
If we had to be downtown with all that equipment overhead and all of that, it would definitely reflect in our prices and it would hurt people, you know, and you know, we're just not going to do that. It's not right to hurt the people because the city said so, you know, and so we're just not going to do it. You know,
so what was the encounter? What happened with the police? You said they're after you or that they were.
Oh, this is, it's ridiculous. It really is. You know, it starts, you know, we had a lot of trouble back with them when we were started at we call it the little house in the ghetto instead of the little house on the prairie. But the little efficiency, you know, just driving back in there and being white in that neighborhood got pulled over all the time. And they would, like, sift through our biscuits and gravy like we were in there buying drugs, you know. And really, you just stuck your fingers all in one of my customers' food. Thanks. You know, now I have to recook everything. Awesome, guys. Good job. You know, and then recently I made this little girl mad down on River Street. She was throwing a little fit. And see, at the Last Biscuit, also have been in the industry for a while. I know the customer is not always right, and we don't put up with no crap here. You know, if you want to be rude and you want to be hateful, your butt can go hungry. Mm-hmm. You know, and we just don't put up with that here. And this little girl called being all rude because I put a crushed Cheez-Its topping on top of my macaroni and cheese. Well, she didn't like it. So I told her I'd send her out some new macaroni and cheese without the toppings. Oh, no, no, no. She wanted her money back. She wanted another lunch. And she was going to call and report me to the Better Business Bureau and blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm like, well, if you're going to be a jerk, you're not getting nothing. You know, I have better things to do than argue with you. If you want some new macaroni and cheese, that's cool. But if you're going to be a jerk, you can deal with what you got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just simply don't have to play that game with people, you know. And so, anyway, she apparently had a friend that was a cop or a boyfriend that was a cop or something because she called, okay, all the next day. They called, then she went to the place next door to him. They had all these different cell phones calling and making probably six prank orders. Well, you know, like I said, we've been in this for a while. You know, we caught probably four or five of them. They did get us on one that we took it out. There was no 703, you know, it went 701, 702, there was no 703, but on the way back with the food, one of our regular customers called and said he'd take everything and he'd pay for everything, so we didn't actually lose any money on it, but, you know, it wasn't cool, you know, it sucked, and so I called her boss and told her, I said, look, you know, she's calling and making prank calls from your business, we take care of everybody on River Street, the entire service industry, we really appreciate it if she would not ruin it for everybody at your business, you know, because there are other people there that we take care of, and we're not going to know who's calling. You know, and so we'll flat out just blacklist you. You know, you're going to harass us. Problem. You don't go hungry. You know,
I remember having that problem with pizza delivery, and you know, some kids would just get bored and call in prank calls, and you learn to recognize them.
There's a call right there.
You know, well, she's just throwing a fit. You know, and we just don't put up with it. And she obviously had a friend that's called. She called all the whole next day and harassing and stuff. The very next day, first thing in the morning, she calls again, and I'm like, really? Already? First thing in the morning? Are you kidding me? Over macaroni and cheese? 3 days later after macaroni and cheese, you're killing me. You know, and so then somebody called after that and placed an order. It was a little bit outside of our delivery area, about two, three blocks, and I was like, you know, that's, you know, we only had a couple orders on the board, so I was like, go ahead and do it. You know, if we can get to them, we do. You know, if it's possible, if we can take the time, we get to them, you know. And So he described it. He's like, it's a SCAD building that used to be an old police station over on Lathrop. And I said, okay. So, you know, I explained it to my brother. He gets over there. And there's, like, some construction going on in the back. So he's like, pull over here, acting like he's kind of with the construction, because we will deliver to anybody. You could say, I'm underneath the light pole at 35th and Burroughs. We will bring it to the light pole at 35th and Burroughs. Mm-hmm. And we will take your coins that you shook out from your couch. We don't care. You know, so he takes it over there, and the guy's like, all right, last biscuit. And he's like, yeah. He's like, step out of the car and get your license. You have to come with me. He's like,
oh, geez.
What? He's like, what? So he gets out of the car, and he gets his license out, and he's like, you're going to take me to where the last biscuit is right now. My brother's like, I'm not taking you nowhere. You know? And he's like, yes, you're going to tell me her name. What's her name? He said, it's on the menu. It's Mama Allie. And he's like, no, what's her real name? We know it's your sister. You know her real name. He's like, all I have to tell you is what's on the menu in your hand, sir. You know? And so he's like, takes him inside to the interrogation room. There's like four or five detectives in there, and they're all, you know, like pretty hard, trying to be all intimidating and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like leave the room. You know, they're like, you're going to tell us, or you're going down for everything. He's like, going down for what? Biscuits and gravy? Are you going down? Like, really? I'm going down, you know? So anyway, they're just,
it just
being
shows
jerks,
how
you know?
Silly
just
it
much
is.
Trying to get here, and he's, you know, he's got nothing for him, and they leave the room. And they're trying to, you know, do the scare thing where they leave you in the room and make you panic, you know. And
sure.
They didn't frisk him or anything. He's still got his cell phone on him. He calls me. He's like, they've got me in interrogation. I'm like, oh, hell. So we've been feeding my attorney, Jonah Pine, of Williams & Pine. We've been feeding those guys because, see, I knew they were coming. So I found me a good attorney last time my tail was in court paying some bull crap. And I found one that just crumbled a cop up in a corner, and I've been feeding his office ever since. So I gave him a call.
Nice.
And I told him, hey, my brother's in interrogation.
Excellent.
You know, he's like, what? So he calls down there. You know, I told my brother, I said, keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything. I'm going to call Jonah. So he says, you know, I will. I got you. And hangs up the phone. Well, then they jerk the phone out of his hand. I didn't realize that. They jerk the phone out of his hand, and they take it out and blah, blah, blah. Well, then my attorney called down there and told him, you know, what's he being charged for? They said a city ordinance violation. And he said, well, what city ordinance violation? And he said, well, we're not sure yet. It's undetermined.
Oh, what a joke. Hey, if you've got a little more time, we'll keep you on for the remainder of the hour, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
All right,
okay,
hang on.
That's fine,
more with Mama Allie in a moment. And if you've got a call and a question for her, she is a, I guess, what do you call her, an agorist entrepreneur, I suppose?
Yeah.
And somebody who is working without asking the government for permission to do so, providing products and services to people who are voluntarily choosing to buy them. It's wonderful. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals, and kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. Enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just head on over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of pretty much anything that you buy, whether it's brand new or used. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, one thing you can't get from Amazon is home cooking. And you can, if you live in Savannah, Georgia, get it from Savannah Last Biscuit. We've got the proprietor on the air with us here, and she's been so kind as to stick with us for the entire hour. She's open 24 hours a day, so they're open right now.
There are people calling wanting macaroni and cheese as we speak.
And other things. In fact, we're going to continue here with Mama Allie. Folks can go to, even if they're not in Savannah, they can go to your Facebook profile and learn a little bit more about Savannah Last Biscuit. Last Biscuit is all one word if they wanted to look for it. But how big is your menu? I mean, how much has it expanded over the last year?
It's definitely, because of the demand for people at different hours, you know, and we try to take care of second shifters, third shifters, first shifters, everywhere, you know, that's why we went 24 hours. And so what we did, I put together a pick your plate menu, and you can pick any one of the first items and any two of the second items, and you can order it 24 hours a day. And then, of course, we kept my breakfast specials on there. I have a biscuit and gravy supreme, which is a scratch biscuit with sausage gravy. It's got fried taters, onions, bell peppers, bacon, sausage, and ham on top of it.
Oh, and I remember my mom made biscuits and gravy every week, usually on Sunday.
Oh, baby, my biscuits are... good stuff. For
there's a tear rolling down Dale's eye.
Now, hold on a second. Now, before you all get all upset that you can't try this, I've heard rumors from Taryn over at LCL Report that there's a chance that the Savannah Last Biscuit might be coming up to the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival this summer to provide some food services. Is there any truth to that?
Yes, we are.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, we are. We will be there. Taryn invited us.
You'll have to compete with my pancakes.
And, you know, we really wanted to look at New Hampshire anyways. I think I would love, I absolutely believe in everything they're doing up there, and there's some great people that we have just seen do some really, really cool stuff that the rest of the nation should be looking at as far as I'm concerned. But I don't know if my body can take the cold like that.
Well, it's not easy to be out in the cold, but if you're in a nice warm kitchen, it's not so bad.
If you're cooking all the time, you'll be nice and warm. So.
Yeah, but, you know, from being on my feet for my whole life, my knees are pretty not so happy, and the cold really, really, really gets my knees and my hands, you know. But, you know there's something wrong with you when you like to do dishes first thing in the morning because the warm water's running over your hands. That's like my in-the-morning routine, you know, making biscuits and doing dishes.
I got to ask something before we, and it's just a slightly off track, but before it gets too far, how accurate is Midnight in the Summer of, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil?
I've never read it. I have no idea.
The movie.
It's just a thing. It was a book first, and it's, you know, it's great because it brings tourists here. That's what I know about it.
Okay.
And,
so, fair enough.
Let's get back to the story about the police. Your brother was delivering some food because Savannah Last Biscuit is delivery only. People can call any time of day and they can get stuff delivered to them. And the police took an interest because, well, they're part of the criminal gang. That's what they do is they extract money from people by threat of violence. And so they pulled they essentially put in a fake order. Your brother came out to deliver it. Then discovered it was the cops. They took him into custody, took him into an interrogation room, started trying to intimidate him into giving up the location of your kitchen and giving up your real name. He, thankfully, did not. He called you, called the lawyer, because they didn't realize he had his cell phone with him. They'd left the room. And you were going to continue this. Go ahead and pick up the story after he called the lawyer.
After my attorney called, they came back in the room and they read him his rights and were having him sign, you know, that he understands his rights and he understands. He said before they even finished, I crossed off the X that said I was not going to cooperate with them, and I understood that I wasn't going to cooperate with them. And so he said, and then the other guy walked back in with my phone, handed it to me, and said, Sean, you're free to go. And I was like, and then he took like the 80 million mile route home.
Yeah, I bet.
They couldn't charge him with anything. You know, my attorney said in 13 years he's never seen anyone go to jail for a city ordinance violation. So they really don't have any. It's a ticket, you know, but it's not just, people don't understand it's not just a permit. You know what I mean? People don't understand that they will come in here and they will tell me that I have to have equipment that I cannot afford, you know, and is it equipment that I have to have to operate safely? Absolutely not. I've been open for a year. You know what I mean? So it's just a bad deal all the way around, you know. But
it's ridiculous. We're cooking for yourself anyway. I mean, we cook for ourselves, or we cook food for a potluck dinner, and we take it over to a friend's house.
Right.
People do this all the time, so clearly it's not an issue.
The only difference is money's changing hands. The money's changing hands, and they want to get a cut.
If she was doing this, you know, now and then, a couple of times a week or something, it wouldn't be a big deal. When she started to make enough money to support her family, keep a roof over heads, you know, feed mouths and things like that, that's when the overlord wants his cut of the pie, or you know what he's come to believe is the cut of his cut of the pie.
Right, and apparently
or
the
competitors want to hedge her out. The other thing they've paid their blood money to the gang
and
to keep her out,
those,
so they don't
those
compete
are some
with
haters
her.
Right there too. Those are some haters right there too. The people that have paid their permits and they see what I'm doing. Those are the ones that hate on us pretty big too. You know, and you know what though, they can kiss my country fried ass because decided to go along with everybody else and hand over their money to somebody who wasn't going to do anything with it.
That's right. You're absolutely right. It's a Stockholm syndrome. They identify with their captors. They identify with the people that are essentially holding them hostage, as though, and then you're all of a sudden a problem because you have the courage to not pay the criminal gang. And these police will try to act like they are just doing their jobs and they're trying to keep people safe, but clearly they don't have enough rapes or murders to investigate down there in Savannah. How many cops do they have interrogating your brother?
They had five detectives, if not six. And, you know, let me tell you something. Where we have to live, we live in the ghetto. You know why? Because people here keep their mouths shut to the police. You know, when the police come in, people shut their doors and lower their blinds because they're not talking. But that's where we stay. And I wake up to gunshots at least two or three times a week where we live. They've got plenty to do other than messing with us about biscuits.
It just shows what their priorities are. It really does. So where does it go from here? I mean,
you know what, though? It's a cash ticket. Either, you know what I mean? They look at us. They know we're going to pay. You know what I mean? These people, they're hassling in the streets and returning gunfire on and all that. They're not ever going to get any money out of those people. You know what I mean? So they look at us. They think we're going to pay them. Well, you know what? I'm not paying them anymore. Not one dime. I'm not doing it.
So, Mama Ellie, would you encourage other people to follow your lead and start doing their own business without asking permission first, just to get out there and put their product or put their service out there?
Absolutely. And I'll tell them how. Send me a message. Let me know you want to know how. I'll tell you how to advertise for 5 cents a copy. I'll tell you how to get whatever you need to get out there. And I'll tell you exactly how to do it. But do it. Piss on waiting on them to tell you that you can take care of your family. That's ridiculous. You know, that's just, it's just not right. You know what I mean? I'm not asking nobody whether I can or cannot take care of my family the way that I know how anymore.
Well, what are some, real quick, we've got about a minute and a half left. What are some tips real quick for somebody who might want to run a business out of their home?
I'll tell you this right now. Support your local library. Don't go pay 10 cents a copy at Kinko's. There are some specific things that you can do there. Go to the library. You can print black and white copies for 5 cents a copy. We put our menus on half sheets. We can print 2 menus for 5 cents.
Mm.
You know, and get out there and do it yourself. My fiance hands those menus out, 1,000 menus every week, on his feet, out on the bricks, every week. And, you know, get out there. Do it yourself. You know, ain't nobody else going to do it for you.
Yep.
You know, so it ain't nothing to it but to do it. And, you know, I say support your local library and believe in yourself. You know what I mean? If you know what you've got is something that is going to take care of your family, stick with it and don't let nobody tell you different.
I think you're right when you say hand that menu to people face to face, because people want to know who's making their food for them. And you know, if you're doing a Renegade Chef thing or whatever it is you're doing, people want to know who they're buying their food from. And I think that the fact that you're selling biscuits and gravy in Savannah and doing that well at it just speaks highly of how well you're making your food.
I think there's a lot said for the notion of building trust with people, and that becomes a valuable thing that you want to maintain. And like you said,
absolutely,
a lot of agribusiness, you know, instead of getting signed contracts and insurance and all this stuff involved, what you do is you build really good trust with people, and that becomes a valuable thing that protects your interactions.
Yeah, well, you know, and too, with our customers that we've had from the beginning, let me tell you, there's only 2 cooks in this house, me and my fiance. We work in that every order that's put out is put out by us. So let me tell you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is no joke, and they have come to be able to depend on us. They know what's up. They know when they call, they're going to get fed. They know no matter when they pick up the phone, we will feed them.
You do want to be reliable, that's for sure. You don't want to drop the ball, because then the word's going to get around that you're screwing up.
Let me tell you, it's not easy. You know, 2 cooks in a 24/7, you know, there's not a restaurant out there that's working hard.
Hey, nothing worth doing is easy. Mama Allie, thank you so much for being on here this whole hour. I know you've got work likely that you could be attending to, so thanks for sharing all of that. And I look forward to seeing you this summer up here in New Hampshire for the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I'll be there.
All right. Thank you so much. More coming up here. Hour 2 is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.